if you take the very same house and you make it a rental, a buy and hold, you will end up with $47,000 tax-free cash in your bank account. Yeah, it's money you borrow. But if you want to grow your business, don't you think you might be a little bit stronger if you've got some cash on hand?
You're listening to 5-Hour Real Estate Week, where you'll learn to consistently buy real estate in only 5 hours a week. So if you're ready to invest in real estate, achieve financial freedom, and own the lifestyle you deserve, even with your job, this is the show for you. Now, here's your host, Mike Butler.
Okay, hello there, and welcome to the 5-Hour Real Estate Week podcast. I'm your host, Mike Butler, and today's topic is going to be something that a lot of folks might not really understand in detail, and I want to point these out to you. So what the topic's going to be is flips versus buy and holds, the pros and cons. Now, just to get a better understanding of what a flip is versus buy and hold, as a real estate investor, you want to know, you want to get the biggest bang for your buck, don't you? Yeah, I do too. So here's some things that I learned early on years ago that I'm going to share with you now that's still true today. So first of all, let's describe what a flip is. Okay. So a flip is something that you can wholesale, you can wholetail, you can buy, fix up, and retail. You can retail it. That's just buy something, sell something. And really, that's no different than having a car lot and going down to the wholesale auction, buying a car, bringing it back to your lot, put some lipstick on it, and sell it for a higher price. Okay, that's a simple caveman version. Now, what that is what's called earned or active income. Because you do something and you make money, then you get put into the earned income or active income tax bracket. Just like you have a job, if you've got a W-2, that is earned income or active income. Now, the buy and hold is what investing is all about. That's what real estate investors do. So if you're doing flips and that's all you do, think about this. What if something happens, whether in today's world, our parents get ill, they need help, or you have unfortunate tragedy that puts you in the hospital for a while, or you can't move, you break a leg, who knows what. But what I'm getting to is if you think real estate investing is, or if you think flips is real estate investing, well, what happens if you stop moving? Meaning you can't go to that wholesale auction, you can't go to that wholesale seller, buy a house and fix it up and then turn around and sell it. What happens if you stop moving? You can't do that physically. Well, when you sell your last flip there, how much income are you going to have? Zero, nada, goose eggs. Okay. So the buy and hold program is where you invest your money and you expect it to grow. And what's beautiful about buy and holds is it puts money in your pocket at the same time. So here's what I got excited about it when I got started. So what else could I do or invest in something where I could buy something. And of course I bought fixer uppers. I fix it up and then I get all my money back and more. I put a tenant in it. The tenant pays the rent, makes the house payment for me, plus puts money in my pocket and it goes up in value. Holy cow. Sign me up for that program. So anyway, so let's get into the flip first and let's understand your federal income tax. So federal income tax right now, 28%, as we all know, it's probably going to go up. Now, when you're doing flips, it's like being self-employed. So your Social Security, your FICA is going to be 15.5%. 15.5%. Now, if you got a job and you get your paycheck stub and you look on there, you will see that your FICA on there is like 7.25% because your employer pays the other half. But since you're doing this yourself, you are the employer and you are the employee. So you got to pay the 15.5%. And in my state, we have a 6% income tax. Now, some states don't have any at all, but you're going to have to factor that in yourself. So total that up, 28, 15.5, 6%. That's 49.5% total that you're going to pay income tax on a flip. So let's watch this. So my good friend Jay Long, he bought a 3-bedroom single family house. The ARV on it, which is after repaired value, is $115,000. He bought it and rehabbed it. Total dollars in was $45,000. He has $45,000 in this investment property, his 3-bedroom house. And that's his purchase price, his rehab cost, everything, $45,000. Now, if he wanted to sell that and do a flip, you can expect commissions to be $10,000. Well, you might say, well, Mike, it's 6%. No, when you get into that level, first-time home buyer homes are some kind of unwritten expectation where the buyer is going to tell the seller, we want you to pay $3,000 of our closing costs. We want you to pay $6,000 in our closing costs. Well, that's on top of the real estate agent's commission if there's an agent involved. Plus, you're going to have 2 months of holding costs. That's going to be taxes, insurance, utilities, lawn service, if you have condo fees or, a homeowner association dues, all that. So add another $2,000. So on a flip, to sell it for $115,000, you're going to have $10,000 in commissions and the closing cost and another $2,000 for holding costs. So now that sale price of $115,000 has been knocked down to $93,000. Now, what's your total dollars all in? You have invested all in $45,000. So you take $93,000 minus the $45,000. That equals a gross profit of $48,000. Not too bad. And that's what you think you make. That's what you think you made on this deal. Okay, you did make it, but guess who steps in? Your partner, the IRS. So the income tax on that, if you take $48,000, that's your profit, apply the 49.5% income tax. Now, your real profit, net dollars to you, is only $24,240. So you think you made $48,000, but after tax, you made $24,000. That's not very good. I don't like that. So let's do buy and hold. Let's switch gears altogether and let's go over to the buy and hold with the very same house. So the ARV is $115,000 after repaired value. Well, Jay can get an 80% loan to value loan that would be 4% fixed for 30 years. That means he can borrow $92,000 on this house that's worth $115,000. Now, if he takes the $92,000 minus the $45,000 that he has invested in buying it and fixing it up, so $92,000 minus the $45,000, that means net cash to him, $47,000. Now, where's that go? That goes into his bank account. That is real true blue cash, $47,000 cash. Now, let's run the numbers on the rentals. So that's step one on buy and hold. Step two is let's run the numbers on a rental. So it's a three-bedroom house that'll rent for $1,000, and he's going to self-manage it. So for taxes, insurance, and repairs, we do 30% in my town. So that's $300. So that leaves him $700 a month positive cash flow if it were paid for. Now here comes a loan. We got to deduct the loan payment from his $700. So 4% fixed for 30 years, the monthly PI payment is $439.22. So I'm trying to go slow enough so you can wrap your head around it. And if not, take notes on it. But $700 is your positive cash flow from the rental minus the loan payment of $439. That equals $261 positive cash flow every month. So here's your results on buy and hold. Think about this. If you take the very same house and you make it a rental, a buy and hold, you will end up with $47,000 tax-free cash in your bank account. Yeah, it's money you borrowed, okay? But if you want to grow your business, don't you think you might be a little bit stronger if you've got some cash on hand? Now, $47,000 cash in your bank account that you bought for 4%, you're making $261 a month positive cash flow, and you're getting a depreciation tax benefit of approximately $1,500 a year that reduces your taxable income on your personal return. And you pay zero income tax on it. Pretty cool. So let's review that real quick for your results for buy and hold. You'll end up doing what we just described. You'll have $47,000 cash in your bank account. You basically got reimbursed. You got a $92,000 loan. You got reimbursed for your $45,000 that you bought it and fixed it up with. And now you're getting your long-term financing, getting a loan for 92, pay off the 45. That means 47,000. You'll walk out with a check for 47,000 on your refi. And you put that in your bank account. You're getting $261 a month positive cash flow and the depreciation benefit. Now on the flip, now watch this, your gross profit, $48,000. That is awesome. Yes, we can jump up and down and do the Toyota happy dance. But in the real world, after the IRS bends you over, and they're going to zap you for the 49.5% income tax, your real profit is only $24,240. And get this, no depreciation benefit, no positive cash flow. So which one looks better there? That's why I'm all in for buy and hold. Now, let me tell you something. You can make a flip part of your buy and hold program. You got to get with your CPA and your tax advisor on how to do that. But if you did one or two flips a year and you're buying five or six rentals a year, you can say that you're doing those flips to support and to help your real estate investing business. And you'll get some tax breaks there. But that's more for you to take up with your tax advisor and your CPA. But the one thing you want to avoid, okay, if you're doing flips, you don't want to get flagged or tagged as a dealer, okay? So you want to avoid that. But that wraps this one up. And I hope you took some copious notes. Check out our other episodes. If you go back to the first 10 episodes, I got a mini course for you that's absolutely free. Go back and check those episodes. And I'm going to have up next one of our Winter Wednesdays superstars that did a program just like this. And he's going to explain your real numbers. I just got an email from him yesterday. He's in my coaching program. And I'm going to put him on here in the next day or two. So see you soon. Happy investing. Adios.
Glad you joined us for another episode of 5-Hour Real Estate Week. The best thing you can do now is put this information to action. To help you get started, Mike created a free resource for you called How to Buy 50 Houses a Year, Even with Your Job. Download it now by going to mikebutler.com/50houses. And we'll see you on the next episode.